Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yo, the funny thing is, too, like, the writing was on the wall. Like, nobody's surprised by this, right? This wasn't something that came across your timeline, Woj bomb, and you were like, they fired Jacques Vaughn, and then 5 hours later, named Kevin Ali the interim. I'll be damned. Nobody was shocked about that. All of this was stuff that Nets fans have been saying for weeks, right? I remember there was one game specifically where Dennis Smith Jr. was giving props to Kevin Ali. So I've seen multiple players give nods to Kevin Ali, and I've also seen static with players and the head coach, from Cam Thomas to Mikal Bridges, and I know Mikal Bridges says something. Alex, how you feeling about everything? How you feeling in general? I know I was a little sick. I'm still a little congested. I saw you at WFAN last night. You said you weren't feeling that great, but thanks for pulling up. I guess you're champing it out.
Yeah, I think I just needed a good night's sleep. So I'm feeling up for it, but I think this was the news yesterday was a good excuse to jump on. Yeah, I mean, look, I actually was surprised from the news. I didn't think the Nets had it in them to do it in the middle of the season, just because I believe they're still paying Steve Nash his contract. So I think that I actually thought they were going to wait until the end of the season, just because the season's cooked. So I just thought they would just ride it out. Jacques Vaughn, I think, lost the locker room in that Bucks game where he just tanked the game, I guess. And, you know, it just didn't really make sense. You know, he played his players, and then they just rested the rest of the game. I don't know why that happened, but it just felt like there was a few players that had lost the locker room. And, you know, Shams talked about it. Spencer Dinwiddie, Mikal Bridges. Obviously, Dinwiddie's not with the team anymore, but I'm glad that Mikal Bridges is speaking up on this. And he said it after the game against the Celtics. And funny enough, it was almost to the day that we gave Jacques Vaughn the contract extension. And I remember also last year, almost to the day, we lost the Celtics by 50 last year too. And then the next day, Kyrie requests a trade. So last year, we lost the Celtics by 50. Kyrie requests a trade. This year, we lose the Celtics by 50 before the All-Star break and Jacques Vaughn gets fired. I wonder what happens next year. So... yeah, I mean, it's again, you said it. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I never celebrate a guy losing their job, but this was the right decision. Kevin Ollie can ride the ship, but I think there needs to be a significant coaching search starting now until the rest of the beginning of next season.
Yep.
So I just hope that we can make the right decision. I mean, we'll talk about any possible candidates, but yeah, I mean, before I pass it on to CJ, the one thing I do know that will that is cemented now with Jacques Vaughn gone, Mikal Bridges is 100% staying. You know, a lot of Nets fans thought that, you know, these reports saying, you know, Mikal Bridges is going to be, we're going to build around him as a piece of the team. A lot of people thought it was a lot of the like KD stuff where Woj kept saying, you know, KD won't leave. And then he leaves eventually. So now it's like 100% confirmed he's staying because the front office listened to him. But I'm glad that he stepped up and said that Jock Vaughn isn't the coach to take this team forward.
Woo! It's been a been a crazy last 48 hours, and you know, I'm hopping on the pile for a couple of unpopular opinions, maybe, but I want to start by saying that I do think that Jock Vaughn, you know, at one point did have this locker room. I do think that Jock Vaughn is a class act. I mean, just from a reporter standpoint, you know, me, Evan, Brian, Lucas, Slater, I mean, he's been nothing but kind to all of us. And, you know, that's in the press conferences, you know, walking around the facility. If you catch him around the Barclays Center, Jock Vaughn's always been a class act. And, you know, I know that's rubbed a lot of fans the wrong way. You know, it did give off a sense of complacency at times, but, and, you know, it did lead to him sometimes maybe saying the wrong things. But I do think that Jock Vaughn always had good intentions, not only, you know, for the people around him, but, you know, for his players in the front office. You know, and like I said, it's never great. You know, the fans out there who are celebrating a man losing his job, I mean, that's not the way to go about this. But I do think it was time for the Nets to go in a different direction because he did lose the locker room, and it was pretty clear. You know, a lot of people point to that Bucks game, but let me say this too. There was a lot of stuff in this whole situation that was out of Jock's control. You know, Jock didn't probably, you know, despite Ben Simmons's history, I know we said we wasn't going to talk about Ben Simmons, but, you know, despite Ben Simmons' history, how could he have anticipated the dude missing 38 games this year because of a pinched nerve in his lower back, right? That's something he can't control. You know,
should I anticipated that? I knew.
I would say all of the top eight, nine guys, except for Mikal Bridges, who's appeared in every game this season, have missed significant times. Has missed significant time at one point or another this season. With, you know, De'Ron Sharpe and Cam Johnson being the two latest ones. I mean, that's what led to a lot of the, you know, inconsistent lineups, the, mm-hmm. you know, musical chair starting lineups. And, you know, this wasn't the roster that Jock thought he'd be coaching for the next 3-4 years anyway. This man thought he'd be coaching Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant with a host of complimentary role players around them. Dude thought he'd be playing for championships. Fact. That situation fell apart to no fault of his own, from what I understand. That had nothing to do with Jock. That had everything to do with, you know, Sean Marks, front office stuff, front office drama. You know what I'm saying? And even KD said himself, it's either Sean or me. They chose Sean. You know, I haven't been here long enough to have a great relationship with Sean, but, you know, some of these patterns are starting to take hold, and I think it would be unfair for the fan base to, you know, make Jock Vaughn the scapegoat. Even that December 27th game against the Bucks, it was heavily implied that that was a front office decision above his head. Could he have fought more, you know, have his guys out there if that's what he wanted, that's what they wanted? Maybe, right? But it was heavily implied that that was the decision above his head. So if that's the case, then, you know, why is he getting all the heat, right?
And now, Jock Vaughn didn't have to pay that $100,000 fine either.
So then now let's get into the negatives, right? Things that fans are frustrated with, some of the late game decisions, you know, the inconsistent lineups, not having these guys like ready to play some nights, right? That is on him. You know, what was working through those first 30 games of the year, they were 15-15 in like what, mid early December, somewhere around there. They were doing a lot of good things. Jock had these boys moving the ball. They were knocking down threes. There is no clear number. I agree with that. You don't lose by 50 and keep your job, right? I agree with that. But I'm just saying you got to give the man some benefit of the doubt. He inherited a Frankenstein's monster of a roster, you know, that was stitched together after the trades of those three stars, right? And the pieces that were bought back into the organization were some quality pieces, right? But to sit here and say that they fit together seamlessly is just not true, right? And early in the season, you know, the free-for-all approach that players reportedly aren't down with now, that's what was winning them games. They were moving the ball. They were knocking down threes. They're riding the hot hand. You know, they weren't an elite defensive team by any stretch of the imagination, but it was good enough. It was the effort was good enough to win games. When things went downhill is when, in order to overachieve as a team in the NBA, there has to be a certain level of effort and energy and buy-in on every single night. That same effort and energy that you saw over, you know, post All-Star break last season when Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson first joined the team. I mean, dude, them dudes were playing out of their minds, putting up career numbers. Everybody was feeling the vibes. Everyone wanted to play hard for Jock. But, you know, like we've said, though, at some point this season, he lost the locker room, right? And the front office knew that they want to still – they still want to get this team into the postseason somehow, right? And they knew that that would not be possible with Jock Vaughn at the helm, which in turn – led to his dismissal.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.